Welcome to this in-studio session on WNRN. I'm Bob Masago. Pleased to welcome A.J. Lee and Blue Summit to our studios. The Northern California band has a new album out called City of Glass. It's available now on Signature Sounds Records. And they're playing three places around the Commonwealth this weekend. They'll be at Richmond Music Hall tonight. Doors open at 7, music at 8, and that'll be opened by Mackenzie Rourke and the Hot Pants. Then on Saturday, they'll be at Rhythm and Roots Reunion down in Bristol. And on Sunday, for our listeners in the Roanoke area, they'll be at the Floyd Country Store Sunday evening. AJ, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you guys here. Really enjoy the new album. We had to pick some of our favorites so far this year, and yours was definitely on my list. I really like the whole album. Love the variety on there.
Thank you.
I know that the core of the band got started through music festivals on the West Coast, playing together on weekends and things like that. What was that experience like?
I mean, we're still doing music, so it was definitely a positive experience on all of us. And Sean here on bass, I mean, he's a East Coast fella, but he has a similar story to ours. He grew up going to festivals and fiddler conventions and whatnot, too. So, yeah, I met most of these guys when I was maybe no younger than 5. I know that with Scott Gates here on one of the guitars, and he was 8 or something when we first played a song together. I think he was one of the first, you know, younger kids I'd played music with outside my family. And with Sully, I joined the Tuttles with A.J. Lee when I was maybe around 7 or so. And yeah, and we've been playing music ever since. And Jan met when I was about 15. He was in a bluegrass band also, just out of college. So we just love it, and that's why we still do it.
Did you see each other on a regular basis through those festivals and, like, catch up from time to time? Is that how it got started?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, through festivals, I met all my best friends, even though we'd only see each other like maybe 4 or 5 times out of the year, but it always felt like the bond was so strong through music that I really related to them more than, you know, my school friends that I'd see every day.
Largely I know that the California Bluegrass Association Grass Valley Father's Day Festival.
Yeah.
The main place that we would all converge.
I know that Sully and Molly and her dad were in Palo Alto. Where were you located at that time?
I was in Tracy. I grew up in Tracy, California, Central Valley, where it gets to about 113 degrees in the summer. But now I live in Santa Cruz, where it's about a balmy 75.
Excellent. Want to give us a song from the new album?
Yeah, sure. We'll do the title track here, City of Glass. This won't be the last.
We are with A.J. Lee and Blue Summit in studio at WNRN, the title song from the new album City of Glass, which is available now on Signature Sounds Records. You can see them this evening at Richmond Music Hall in Richmond, Virginia. Doors at 7, music at 8 with Mackenzie Rourke and the Hot Pants opening. And a couple more shows around the state as well. A.J., would you mind introducing the other folks in the band?
Absolutely. To my right, playing one of the guitars, that's Scott Gates. Next to him, playing the bass, that's Sean Newman. On the fiddle, we've got Jan Perrott and Sully Tuttle on guitar.
Yeah, we got a Commonwealth artist in here, right?
Yes, sure do.
If you want to call me an artist, sure.
You said something earlier that I thought was interesting, talking about those music festivals and playing with friends when you were kids. What was it like to go back to school then, where most of your friends probably are not into this type of music?
After festivals, my mom would notice how I was feeling, and she would say, "Oh, you've got post-festival depression." And you could definitely feel it after having so much fun with, you know, everyone that you just bond with so well at a festival. And then going back to school, I mean, no kid likes to go to school anyway. So, I mean, you know, I don't really know how you guys were in school, but I feel like I was a pretty good student. I got, you know, some A's and B's, but, you know, I always was itching to just get back to the festivals.
When was it clear to you that music was going to be what you pursued for a career?
It wasn't until after high school, I feel like. Because at the end of high school, the Tuttles with A.J. Lee, we were pretty much on a hiatus, like kind of phasing out a little bit because Molly was going to Boston. And since I'd done music all my life, I kind of tried to reject it a little bit. I was like, I don't want to be a musician. That seems dumb. I want to do like engineering, or I'll be a pilot or a veterinarian or horse trainer or something like that. But then we started Blue Summit at that festival that Jan mentioned earlier, the CBA Father's Day Festival. And it just happened, you know, we were all jamming in a circle. It was me and Sully and our other three buddies. And Isaac, our original bass player, was like, all of us right now, we're in a band. And so it seemed very casual at the time. And then it became a little bit less casual, a little bit more serious. And then I moved to Santa Cruz, and that was about 9 years ago.
Wow, what a great story. You have another song you'd like to play for us?
Yep. This is actually a new one, not off of the new album. This is a song about a little weenie dog that I had growing up. His name was Nardo, shortened from Leonardo, which is a little bit more uncommon than your average Leo shortening. But he was a good little dog, and he passed away, so I wanted to write a song about him. This is called Weenie Dog.
Jumps around the muddy ground, that little weenie dog. He finds a little hidey hole where moles and vermin live. Just flood the water down the top, and all he wanna do is dig. All he wanna do is dig a hole. All he wanna do is dig. All he wanna do is dig a hole. All he wanna do is dig. Is there too high for them to even notice him? He lets a yip and cry. His tiny feet go tippy-tap when cooking's in the kitchen. Forget the kibble in the bag. All he wanna eat is chicken. All he wanna eat is chicken and bread. All he wanna eat is His heart is big as the world is round, and I miss him every day. Now everywhere there's chicken bits since he got his wings. Now everywhere there's holes to fit, and all they wanna do is dig a hole. All they wanna do is dig a hole. All they wanna do is dig. All they wanna do is dig a hole. All they wanna do is
A.G. Lee and Blue Summit in studio at WNRN. They're going to be playing tonight at Richmond Music Hall. Tomorrow they'll be at Bristol Rhythm and Roots down in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee. And then they'll be at the Floyd Country Store on Sunday. Three chances to see them in the Commonwealth. We were talking a little bit about your busy, busy travel schedule, and I wanted to ask you a question about that. You play all across the country. Do you see differences in the regional bluegrass scene?
Yeah, definitely. Growing up in the California Bluegrass Association, I can speak about that the most, I think. There's a big weight that's put on the tradition. There's an openness to new things, but there's definitely a big weight put on the tradition. You want to know where those songs came from, and the blueprint is a very important thing for all of the musicians that grow up in it to learn. But I do notice that, you know, there's fantastic banjo players that come out of North Carolina. There are some of the most amazing blended singers that come out of Tennessee. And I feel like up in the East Coast, especially Boston and New York City, there's a lot of pickers that used to be jazz musicians that discovered bluegrass. And they kind of like it's a little more free feeling, I think, than some of the jazz scenes. So they bring some of the jazz scene with them into the bluegrass world. You definitely feel it. I mean, it's a lot looser down in Florida. You know, they have a lot less of tight definitions of it. So it changes, yeah.
We don't even have a banjo, which
really I didn't notice.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's a big topic for people, and sometimes you just don't care. So we'd love having banjo player guests with us. We love the banjo. It's not that we don't have a banjo player because we don't like them. That's what some people ask. But yeah, I think we just have a pretty unique and pretty good sound going on with the two guitar players, which you don't really see too often in bluegrass.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Does it cause any challenges with respect to any traditional songs?
I don't feel like it does. I mean, I'm kind of used to it. I played with my sister Molly for years before this band, so usually there would be two guitars there because mostly she played guitar and I played guitar, and then this band has always had two guitars. I don't know, I think of it like a lot of times when you're jamming in the campground or whatever, you just have whatever instruments happen to show up. And I think that's kind of what happened with this band. We just happened to have two guitarists.
Yeah.
Because it was just who we knew that wanted to play. But yeah, the sound we've built now is kind of built around two guitars and mandolin, fiddle, no banjo. And it's, I don't know, we're so like used to it. It's just, it feels like second nature kind of.
Forgot that in the Tuttles it was two guitars and two mandolins and a bass.
Yeah. So that was a lot more messed up than this.
And these guys have got a pretty good cross pick like roll on them. Like if we were doing like a super trad song, we were working something up the other day, and I was like, Sully, can you play the banjo part? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah, and these guys are really good at occupying different sonic spaces on the guitar too. You know, they aren't going to just be playing the same exact chords when they're both playing rhythm guitar at the same time. And for most songs, they're going to be kind of putting their capos in different places. So.
I know you guys have a tight schedule because you're playing in Richmond tonight, but I'm also very excited because I know the next song you're going to play, and I think for our listeners, it may be the first time they've ever heard anyone yodel in our studios.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't think we've done any kind of in-studio yodeling performance before, so the pressure's on to be first.
Nice. Right on.
No spoilers.
I'll take it. Yay. Well, this song is called Bakersfield Clay. I grew up in the Mojave Desert in Southern California, and Bakersfield was just right over the Tehachapi Pass. And Buck Owens and Merle Haggard are huge influences on us and on myself. And this goes out to Mr. Joe Ash, by the way, in Dixon, Tennessee.
Well, brown are the flowers that bloom for hours, and I'll take the whole gold line. Yes, I'll wrap them in ribbon and fine lace. I'll be in Kern County tonight. I'll show up to your door, holding nothing more than the memories we had in space. And we'll water the petals with the tears we shed, and bloom from the baker's field clay. Thank you.
AJ Lee at Blue Summit, Bakersfield Clay from the new album City of Glass. Scott Gates on yodeling and vocals on that one. Thank you very much for giving us that song.
Yes, sir.
You can see them tonight at the Richmond Music Hall in Richmond. And then on Saturday, they'll be at Bristol Rhythm and Roots down in Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee. And then on Sunday evening, you can see them at Floyd Country Store just south of Roanoke. Again, that new album, City of Glass, is available now on Signature Sounds. AJ, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much for having us, Bob.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. Big thanks to our WNRN staff for their audio and video engineering. This has been an in-studio session on WNRN. I'm Bob Masalgo.